Well, let me just ask you, is it doomsday or is it a new day? Are we in the ending times? Is this time an apocalypse? That kind of time has been prophesied on the planet actually since civilization began. There's even a word for it. I found it on the web. I was looking up, I was kind of doing some digging around this whole thing. It's called, now I've never heard this word spoken in any way, so I probably am not pronouncing it very well. But I'll spell it for you. How's that? It's eschatology, Eschatology. It's actually the philosophical or theological study of how the world is prophesied to end. So there's a whole study of this, and there are papers written on it, and there are books written on it, and there are people who actually study the ancient prophets and how they prophesied the end of the world or the ending times and what that really was, and the apocalypse. And of course, we're probably all familiar with Nostradamus, who he was. That's of course up for question. And then of course we're 2012 in the Mayan calendar. So are we in ending times or are we in a new day? So I'd like to ask our chat over here. Hello, Lori from Austin, Texas. Are we in ending times or are we in the new day? What do you think? So as the people on the chat are kind of weighing in on what they think, I want to also ask, if you would, what is it that brings up uncertainty right now for you? What are these uncertain times? Why is this so prevalent, so in the news everywhere for us right now? What is really going on? And is, along with all the upheaval, along with all the unrest, along with all the chaos, is there something else going on? Could it be that alongside what seems to be a whole lot of disruption in our personal life and in the world, something else is going on? That's really what I want to explore with you and today, and give us a platform, give us an opening to talk about this. I see definitely a new day. I'm full of gratitude today. Hi, Keith. Welcome to Wisdom School TV. So people are still joining us on the chat, and I love that what you said, Patsy, that you're full of gratitude. This is really more about next week and how we really do begin to see with new eyes, let's say, in this time. But gratitude is a big key. So yes, I'm full of gratitude as well. Thank you so much. So I would li also like to ask those in the chat, would you mind sharing what's up for you as far as uncertainty? What is it that brings up that feeling inside, that kind of anxiety or that head scratching, like, wow, I'm not sure I get this these days? Just like to begin to kind of start a dialogue here with the people on the chat. But while that's happening, I'd also like to share with you some of the responses I heard over this week. One of the big areas that I heard from several people in several different ways was about the growing intolerance that they feel that is in their life and they see in the world. One person put it this way: I can't even have a conversation with anyone anymore without ruffling feathers, and I hate walking on eggshells. Yeah. I've been aware recently just of being in different groups of people in social groups, crowds of people, maybe in gathering in different ways, just being aware that come I watch what I say in certain situations. And so I can really relate to that particular feeling inside of, oh, I have to be really careful what I'm saying here. And then later on, I go, wow, ooh, that doesn't feel good. Is that, do I really need to be careful? Or is there another way that I can begin to bring this dialogue forward? Another area that I heard a lot of comments about were the energy shifts that are happening. And as I talk about these, if anyone on the chat would like to add their comments on any of this or begin to talk about their experience, please feel free. What are these energy shifts? And, you know, time seems to be speeding up. Time seems to be doing all kinds of weird things recently. In fact, people talked about that. They talked about their experience of time. I'm going to share a little later about a certain experience of time that was pretty extraordinary. What's going on with this time thing? And they also added, though, well, since all these energy shifts are happening, how do we stay centered and ride this wave through this time? And that's a great question. Again, one I want to talk about perhaps more next week than this week. But how do we stay centered? How do we keep ourselves on course or not, you know, have our ship, our boat on the ocean topple over with some kind of wave that may be coming through? Another area that was really up for several people was our social shifts that are going on. There's been some headlines recently about how women are out earning men for the first time. There's a large percentage that's kind of gone over a tipping point, and it's affecting marriages. What does this mean? And this person asked, well, can we build a new paradigm for relationships? Certainly the social, let's say, wave that's happening right now is bringing forth all kinds of different expressions of relationships. And one person even asked, well, does marriage mean anything anymore? So obviously these are bringing forward a deeper, let's say, heartfelt response to this, kind of a deeper concern or anxiety about it. There's that uncertainty. And how does it impact our families? So this is more in the social realm, the social fabric of our society. A lot of times when that begins to shift, you know, that brings up that uncertainty inside. Let me turn to the chat for a moment. Oh, I have to put on my glasses to read this. Okay. What is mankind's mass intention? In fact, if there is one, I wonder about this as I watch the actions of the masses of mankind and wonder what is the intended objective, if any. Wow, that's a great question. Wonderful question, Keith. Thank you for that. Let's bring that up into the chat, and if anyone has any response to that on the chat, please feel free to respond. And I want to welcome Mary from Iowa. Hi, Mary. I just want to say, if I look over here, it's because the chat's over here and my notes are here. So that's why I don't look at the camera all the time. Let's get back to a couple of other concerns that people brought forward, and including what just came forward on the chat from Keith. What about the financial upheaval that's going on this planet? You know, recently it's been in Europe, hasn't it? There's been a lot of articles about different countries and how they're dealing and on the edge of some kind of financial collapse. This particular person wanted to know, well, is this affecting me, and will it affect me, and will it affect our country? And again, these kinds of maybe global questions perhaps are along the lines of what Keith brought up. It's like, what is the overall intention going on here when different countries are having unrest here and revolution there, and governments are being toppled here, and business and world leaders are, there's killing going on, and there's war going on, and there's this side rising up against that side. Yeah. Lots of that going on these days, isn't there? Let me go back over here to the chat. Okay, so Patsy's response to this was to feel connected. And the smartphone revolution is helping us to reach out. That's a wonderful insight, Patsy, and I'm going to kind of piggyback on that in just a minute when I get to kind of the spiritual signs that I see going on right now. So thank you for that. And just want to say, please feel free to jump into the conversation anywhere if you're on the chat, either for what's being brought on the chat or what I'm saying. And then another one that was brought up was anger in the culture and intolerance. And why can't we just get along? Wow. This one's an age-old question, isn't it? And yet it seems to be kind of peaking these days or reaching some pinnacle or tipping point or something that's making this much more in our consciousness. We're so aware of intolerance in our culture and how it's polarizing people. And what is that all about? Why is that going on? And then I want to say from a sharing that was done on the Wisdom School TV Facebook page earlier today, one of our participants talked about interrelationships and how for her it was very disturbing about how people are not really relating to one another or not really being there for one another or maybe even putting me first. You know, what's in it for me kind of thing. And we see this, don't we? And perhaps you've experienced this personally. Is this up for you big time? Is this something that's going on for you in your life? Well, let me go back to the chat. So Tanya says, but do we identify or connect with our own communities? I think many are looking to protect their own and do what's best for them and not their community. What's in it for me? Yeah. Yeah. And this whole idea that I speak about a lot and that others are really looking at in this new world paradigm, perhaps, if the new world is something that is important to you, is this concept of the greater good or the highest good. And what is it really? And how do we balance these two between me and mine and the greater good? What is that really all about? How do we work with this inside ourselves, much less in our relationships with others, in our families, in our communities, in our groups? How do we do this? Okay, wonderful sharings. Here's another one. We have a conversation going on over here in the chat. Great contribution. Smartphones, social media are definitely in the planet. Mankind everywhere, regardless of culture and faith, is leaving this recent idealistic cycle and entering the next cycle, which is no longer I and becomes rather we as a community in the world. Yes, I agree, Keith. We are moving from I to we. And yet right now we're kind of in the part of it, aren't we? We're kind of like, okay, I've got one foot in one world and one foot in the other, or I'd really like to be in the we, but I'm still really in the me. And is it being in the me okay? Is that really okay? And how do I get into the we? And what does the we really mean? If I get into the we, am I going to lose me? That's a big one. If I get into the we, am I going to lose me? What does that really mean? Great questions. And great sharing over here. Thank you. Thank you all. And please continue to have the chat amongst yourself and also comments to whatever I'm saying. So is this doomsday or new day? Is there something else going on in the midst of all this uncertainty that's going on? And we've just started to kind of talk about the tip of the iceberg, haven't we? I just want to give the people in the chat just another opportunity, especially for those who may have joined a little late. Is there anything that is creating uncertainty for you? Anything that really brings up that feeling of, whoa, what is going on? Just feel free to post that on the chat. I'll be happy to share it. Because, see, when you speak out and speak what's your truth, you really speak for thousands of people. So don't leave yourself out. Come and join us in what we're talking about here in these uncertain times. And what does uncertainty really mean? And what does it bring up inside of each of us when we are uncertain? We don't like it, do we? How does it feel to you when you're uncertain? I'd like to ask that of the chat. What is that uncertainty feeling inside of you? How does your body feel? What does your mind say? What emotions does it bring up? It's a really good thing to get aware of so that we can know, oh, I'm experiencing this thing called uncertainty right now. Ah, see, one of the keys in this time, I would like to suggest, is the ability to be aware, more aware. In fact, I'd like to suggest that that's my first spiritual sign. Have you noticed recently that you are not being allowed to sleepwalk through your life? You're not being allowed to go on autopilot or just do the same things you used to do over and over and over again. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed that what you used to do is not working anymore? I don't care what area it's in. It may have worked, you know, 6 months ago or last year, but it's kind of like, wow, this is not working anymore. One of the big areas that I know is up for a lot of people are business. You know, what used to be business as usual is not business as usual anymore. And people are finding this out everywhere, aren't we? We're finding this out if we're an online business person, or if we have a storefront, or if we work in, a company or a factory. We're finding out that, wow, things are not the same as they used to be. Things are shifting. The way business is being done is shifting. The whole culture around business is shifting. And this is showing up in the way that creates uncertainty. Businesses are closing. They are going out of business. Things are not working financially for business and the way it has been. And then we can take that and even take it to a global, can't we? And take a look at the global markets and the way the global goods are sold and bought on this planet and go, wow, things are shifting big time. So that's just an example, isn't it, of something that is affecting probably each of us personally, and then how it begins, we begin to see it out here in the world. Now, here's a key. Here's one of my first keys that I would like to suggest to us as we explore all this. What if it's not necessarily happening out here and then it affects me? What if it's happening here and then we see it show up out here? Yeah, that's a big one to kind of wrap our head around. Actually, our head can't really be wrapped around that one, but it's one to begin to contemplate. And I want to say all of these spiritual signs that I'm going to bring forward are really for your consideration. I am not here to give you the answers. I am here to hopefully begin to shift the lens for you a bit. Let me go back over here to the chat. There's stuff going on over here. Oh, living in the mystery is exciting and terrifying at the same time. We're in the unknown as always, and aware we're never really in control. That's true, Patsy. Thank you. LCD, yes, my business isn't working anymore. I've had a hard time accepting it, and I'm trying to make a change. Good for you. Good for you. And you're not alone. Lots of people are in that same place, aren't they? Tanya, is it the shift we want with business? Is it the shift we want with business? I'm reading that correctly. How small businesses are being pushed out by big businesses, which delivers less community and gives less to the nationwide community in the form of taxes. Yes, in some areas that is happening, isn't it? Big time. And Kimberly, it feels like learning to speak Chinese. Wow, that's a great perspective. And I think I've never tried to speak Chinese, but I have tried to speak other languages. And it is like that, isn't it? It's like, wow, a whole new language. Thank you all so much. And please keep the chats going. Well, I want to move into the spiritual signs. I want to move into the part of the program where I want to give you something to consider at this time. Let me take a little drink of water here before I get into this. Okay, let's talk about polarization. A lot of it going on. Doesn't matter what area of our life we take a look in. Polarization. Intolerance, as some person said. Walking on eggshells, as another person brought forward. Yeah. What is this polarization all about? What if it's really a spiritual sign that it's time to choose? What side are you going to choose? And I'm not talking politically. I'm not talking philosophically. I am talking in your heart. Will you choose the side of love? Or will you choose the side of fear? I would like to suggest that in all of the polarization that's going on right now, the intolerance, the divide, we are being asked to get off the fence in our life and choose. Choose to live in love or choose to live in fear. And this choice is a big one. And it's pushing all of us. I don't care how many years you've had a spiritual practice, and I'm talking about myself at that time. I'm raising my hand because I'm in that boat. Or if this whole spiritual unfolding is new to you, or you're just now kind of raising your head and looking around and going, whoa, what is going on? There are really only one of two choices. Because all of the illusion of the planet right now around uncertainty is really a spiritual sign to make a choice. I would like to say we have no wiggle room right now. No wiggle room. And the wiggle room is going to be less and less and less for this choice. I'm not going to tell you which to choose. I'm just going to make a suggestion that it's time to choose. And what that really means. What does it really mean? Okay, let me go over here to the chat and see if there's any. We're still having a conversation over here about big corporations and small communities. Great. If you'd like to say anything again about what I'm bringing forward, please feel free. Okay, what's another spiritual sign? Well, it really kind of goes along with the first one. We seem to be kind of getting further apart, right? Well, guess what? We're not. We're all connected. And one of our guests on today talked about our smartphones. Yes, smartphones, social media, Facebook, all of this has shown us how connected we are. Something can happen on the other side of the world, and in a flash, we can know about it in less than 5 minutes. We are all connected. But guess what? We have always been connected. And that's another spiritual sign right now, that the illusion that we are separate is really showing us how connected we are. Now, notice in these spiritual signs, what I'm doing is I'm taking what seems to be the reality, and I'm just going, I'm shifting it. I'm saying, no, it's actually this. It's going on right alongside. We've got two tracks, if you will. And the one track is we're getting further and further and further apart and separated and separated. And the other track that's going is, no, we're really connected. And we've always had the ability to be connected. Yes, smartphones are great, and Facebook is great, and social networking is great, YouTube is great, and the World Wide Net is wonderful. But all that is, again, is reflective of what has already been here all along. Remember what I said earlier? What if it doesn't start out here and impact us here? What if it starts here and it shows up out here? Okay. I want to read you a client send me this write-up of a experience that she's had recently. And I'd like to just kind of read it to you. What if this thing I've been talking about, these starting inside, and then it shows out here. What if that has to do with abilities, superhuman abilities that we have, rather than the small feeling of being fearful or fear-based? Here's her experience. I had been doing some forgiveness exercises to clear parts of my consciousness and had a very strong, spontaneous awareness that there was no such thing as time and space, and that all the opportunities I wanted for myself did not, in fact, exist out in the world, as I had always believed. Right then, I knew without a doubt that everything I sought outside of me existed inside of me, literally everything. I looked up at my kitchen for a split second. Instead of seeing my usual cabinets and fixtures, which were quite rustic and old-fashioned, I saw a completely different kitchen in the same space, streamlined and contemporary looking. It was a momentary flash, but it felt very real. And at that point, again, not sure how or why, I knew in the deepest part of my heart that the world I see around me, every single aspect of it, is 100% faithful to me. And by that I mean faithful to my beliefs about it. I heard these exact words inside of me, 100% faithful. Yes. So what this so beautifully articulated, a very real experience, and I've had some experiences very close to this one, is that who we are inside shows up out here in the world. And when we begin to know spiritually that the signs that we see out here of uncertainty are actually inside of us first, then we can begin to see and shift that uncertainty inside of us to our wisdom and to our knowing, because we have those abilities inside of us. Now you may say, well, that's really nice, Rebecca. I have no idea how to do that. I understand. Remember, today I was just going to bring forward some ways for us to begin to shift, let's say, our seeing. Next week I'm going to talk way more about how to do this. Well, let me check back in over here, the chat. There's quite a bit of chat going on over here between Keith and Tanya about business and small business and wholesale and retail. Let's see. Great. Great that you all want to take that dialogue off this chat and continue it on. You can take it on Wisdom School TV. That'd be a great place to do it, or some other place. Yes, Rebecca, from the inside to the outside, we all would benefit from remembering that and from consciously connecting to the truth of our manifestations. Yes. The kitchen story is a perfect thing to look out and know that we are in control of our reality. Well, these are big big concepts I'm bringing forward here. I know that. I realize that. But these are big times, aren't they? They're big times. They're times of big shifts that are going on in our lives. I'd like to ask that question now. Who's feeling like there's really big shifts going on in your life? You may not know the words for it. You may just think, gosh, something is really coming to an end. Something is completing. What is it? I don't really know what it is, but it feels like there's a real big completion coming forward. And then some may feel like, yeah, I feel brand new. I feel like, gosh, it's a new day. Like one of the chat people said earlier, it is a new day. I feel brand new. I want my life to be brand new. I want my relationships to feel brand new. I want to feel brand new. How do I do that? So if there's anybody on the chat that would like to respond to that, anything completing, anything coming forward? Yes. Thank you, Tanya. Yes, lots of huge shifts. Are they completing? Are they, what category would you put them in? Because, I feel like I'm being changed. I'm not doing it. It's being done to me from the universe. Okay. All right. Well, there are external energies that are impacting us, aren't there? Let's talk about those energy shifts for a moment. They're interrupting. If you follow astrology, I welcome you to go read a lot, read these days about all the astrological shifts that are going on. I'm not an astrologer, but I can certainly point people to sites if you're interested in that. But the reason that these are important is because these heavenly bodies out there affect us. They affect us. They affect the world. They affect the weather changes. We certainly have seen that. But they also affect the energy fields around us, which is a lot about what I deal in when I work with people, are the energy shifts. So if you're finding yourself not sleeping very well these days, an energy shift. If you're finding yourself feeling like there's surges of energy inside of you, then you're completely exhausted and you need to maybe have more rest. Energy shifts. If you're finding that your nutrition is changing, that you're drawn to certain foods you've never eaten before, or you're craving other kind of foods, or other foods are like, I can't eat those right now. Perhaps energy shifts. If you're feeling irritable sometimes, much more irritable, much more kind of short-tempered, or certain energies you just can't be around, like maybe you don't want to watch television these days because the energy is upsetting to you, or perhaps you want to be more quiet, or maybe you feel drawn to certain, get into nature more, energy shifts. Take a look at how this is impacting you. A lot of things are going on with the eyes right now. Our ability to be able to see. If there's some kind of medical thing that's coming up for you. Now, I'm not a doctor and I'm not prescribing anything, but you might want to think, I wonder if this has anything to do with these energy shifts that are going on. So just want to suggest that this is part of how also this is impacting us personally. Let me go back over here to the chat. Pulling some of these pieces together as I attempt to come from a place of love in my business, which is mostly fear-based in structure, it is tiresome. Yes, it is sometimes, isn't it? It almost feels like we're pulling taffy or walking through mud or in a fog. Shifts going on. So I guess the last thing I want to talk about really before I kind of wrap up today's show is to talk that uncertain times bring up upheaval. That's what they're designed to do. And I would like to say that maybe my final, maybe not my final, but the final one I'm going to talk about today as far as the spiritual signs is I would like to suggest that all of the uncertainty, all the upheaval, all the chaos, all the unrest is really a spiritual sign. It's all a spiritual sign. It is not signs of doomsday. It is not signs of Armageddon or the end of the world or the ending times. It is signs of things changing. It is signs of things shifting. It is signs of business not as usual. But it is not some kind of pre-wave to, you know, the light at the, well, what comes forward is the light at the end of the tunnel being the train. No, it's all for us. It is all for us. Does it bring an uncomfortableness and uncertainty? Absolutely. Is part of it really hard right now? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that really brings up what I would like to leave us with today, today's show. You know, in service to this time, actually this summer is quite a time of a portal, let's say, that all of us are walking through, a doorway, if you will, a shift, if you will, a change, if you will, whatever word you want to put on it. In service to that, I feel very called to mark this time in sacred time, because it is a time of great spiritual awakening for so many of us in so many different ways. It's sacred. It is sacred to mark this time for ourselves and to know, wow, this way I have been doing this particular thing, either my business, my relationship, my life, is over. I can't do it that way anymore. I don't know how to do it differently yet, but I can't do it anymore that way anymore. So I'm calling that a sacred ceremony of completing. Or maybe there's something that you really need to make peace with inside yourself before you go further. Maybe there's an old hurt or an old wound. Maybe there's someone who's passed over and that you're still so grieving them, and it's you want to make peace with that so you can have your heart come alive again. Maybe there's an inner process of peace because you are not at peace in some area of your life. So I'm calling that the ceremony of making peace. And then what if you already feel like, wow, I've just stepped through something here and the air is fresh and I feel new and I want to do things differently and I have all this energy and all this creativity and I don't know what to do here. How do we begin to bring that heart longing fully forward so it can live in your heart? And you can live that, let's say, bigger life or that purpose or that thing you've always wanted to do. Maybe there's a dream that you put on the shelf and it's time to take it down and dust it off and do it. This is a big time of doing and moving forward. And yet, so I'm calling that the ceremony of welcoming. But we can't move forward until we complete and until we make peace. I'd like to say that all three of those are intertwined. And so, again, if there's any other feedback that you would like to put on the chat. Yes, remembering that everything is for me, not against me, helps me accept what's happening. Rebecca, listening to you is always helpful, even though it's hard to explain what is happening to us. To know that others are feeling it too helps. Thank you, Mary. Yes, it does, doesn't it? It feels like we all know that we're walking through something here, aren't we? We are walking through a huge evolutionary shift. Those are my words for it. They may not be your words for it. If there's anything, again, that I brought forward on today's show that you take inside and just consider, let your heart be with it. Not so much your mind, but let your heart be with it. Let your gut be with it. Let your body be with it and see how it feels inside of you and what it begins to bring forward.